Welcome to Time with Papa, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is June 29th, Saturday, 2019, day 180. Today's topic, God's Word spreads widely and grows powerfully. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 141, verses 1 to 10, 2 Kings chapter 15, verse 1 to chapter 16, verse 20, Acts chapter 19, verses 13 to 41, Proverbs 18, verses 4 to 5. Today's main passage from Acts chapter 19, verses 13 to 20. Some Jews who went around driving out evil spirits tried to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those who were demon-possessed. They would say, "In the name of the Jesus whom Paul preaches, I command you to come out." Seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, were doing this. One day the evil spirit answered them, "Jesus I know, and Paul I know about, but who are you?" Then the man who had the evil spirit jumped on them and overpowered them all. He gave them such a beating that they ran out of the house naked and bleeding. When this became known to the Jews and Greeks living in the Ephesus, they were all seized with fear, and the name of the Lord Jesus was held in high honor. Many of those who believed now came and openly confessed what they had done. A number who had practiced sorcery brought their scrolls together and burned them publicly. When they calculated the value of the scrolls, the total came to 50,000 drachmas. In this way, the word of the Lord spread widely and grew in power. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to it. My listening, the three main ministries that Jesus teaches His disciples are preaching, healing, driving out demons. Today's passage in Acts gives us one of the most funny but full of power example of driving out demons. Every time when I read this passage, I love the Lord. Also have a deep reflection. Number one, without the presence of Jesus and His authority, no demon can be driven out. This is the most funny part. Those demons said, "Well, I know Jesus, I know Paul, but who are you? I do not know you." Number two, with the presence of Jesus and His authority, we can drive out demons. Number three, many Christians misunderstand this passage. They have the presence of Jesus and His authority, but they are frightened and have great fear to do that, losing many opportunities to change lives. This Monday, I visit a family with some pastors. The lady thinks that her home has many demons everywhere. I explained to this couple that if they were not willing to repent and receive Jesus as Savior and Lord of life, we could not drive out those demons. At last, they were willing to receive Jesus as Savior and Lord of life. We walked outside the house and inside the house to drive out those demons and to ask them to take away quite a number of cardboard covering the windows to let the light to shine in. Then I asked the lady, "Do you see those demons now?" She said, "Oh, not there anymore." We are not exorcists. If they did not receive Jesus as Lord, we could not drive out those demons who took control to be the Lord of that home. Could you help us to pray for them for a few days that they won't walk back, but to walk with Jesus and be willing to grow in Christ, please? May the Holy Spirit anoint you that you can receive the authority of Jesus to demolish Satan's plan and to drive out the control of the devil. Preaching, healing, driving out demons, may God's word spread widely and grows in power. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be willing to preach, heal, and drive out demons, that your word spreads widely and grows in power. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and practical ways have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your action to preach, heal, and drive out demons? That God's word spread widely and grow in power. Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family about today's catch. May the Lord bless you.